Well,
this is Mark Schlesinger, reporter with California Politics. Today we're about to talk to Jan Perry, who represents the
Utopia?
I am Utopia.
Oh, okay.
It's Utopia Media's California Politics
Today. Sorry.
It's okay. It's a good mistake to make.
Okay.
Say just a little bit about why you're here and what the importance of today is.
Well, we got a great partnership going with the Community Redevelopment Agency, Public Works, DWP, to establish another hot zone here right in the middle of the city of Los Angeles so that people can have wireless communication in this area, which is Pershing Square.
Say a little bit about how you think this is going to fit into other goals that the city government and you in particular are pursuing in terms of more efficient government, education, reducing the digital divide.
Well, as you know, we got this nice park here, and you know, we're trying to pull more people into the park, young people, senior citizens, and visitors, tourists, people who just work here, and to sort of expand their virtual universe and their universe in fact. And this is another amenity that we can provide and offer to people so that they'll, you know, come out of the buildings, linger here, enjoy the park, and still be able to work or communicate or even access information about touring downtown.
I got lucky today. It only took me half an hour to get here from Studio City.
That's pretty good.
But I'm sure it's going to take me a lot longer to get back. Gridlock is legendary and getting more so. What role do you see for this Wi-Fi rollout and other technologies that could reduce the need to commute and to travel by car by substituting virtual communication?
Let me tell you a little story. Yesterday I was at Jefferson High School and I was talking to the teacher who's the director of the IT program. And, you know, we were talking about, oh, he needs another space, another building and all that. And I said, you know, you're in IT. Why can't we have a virtual classroom? You know, and then we can reach out to as many people as we want. We don't have to worry about a physical infrastructure because we communicate in the virtual universe. I can say that the same principle would apply here. The concept of a Wi-Fi zone to enable people to be anywhere and to not be disconnected from doing business or communicating. So it does reduce a need to commute. I mean, I don't know what you've got out there in Sherman Oaks yet, but maybe you need that too.
In terms of education, the candidates for mayor are busy saying that the city needs to be more involved in it. I don't know what the city council's take on that is, but do you see any role for telecommunications as a way of getting the best teachers available to more students so that, for example, if there's a really good algebra teacher, he or she can teach over the internet to thousands of students who can then ask questions by email and so on, and really do something to leverage the best teachers throughout the city?
Well, you know, it's a way to bring academy-like learning or to a larger group of people without having to actually bring the person there or take the kids to where that person is. I see it as an absolute, efficient, quick response way to communicate with more people, more kids.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Sure.